Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought-after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will give the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new uncomplicated tools and easy-to-understand strategies to live a more positive life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge no matter how negative your circumstances may be. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Well, listen now live to psychic medium Melinda Carver. She strives to bring you, her listening audience, the best guests at the best time for you. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives, and now live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Hello, 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 everybody. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending where you're listening live right now to Positive Perspectives. I'm your hostess tonight, Melinda Carver, and our guest is going to be Donna Denome. We'll be pulling her on here momentarily. If you want to see me live in person, tomorrow evening is my Fairy Frequency Group Healing Meditation in Parma, Ohio. And this Saturday, I will be signing my book, Get Positive, Live Positive, at the Eileen Fisher Boutique at the Eden Collection in Beechwood, Ohio. Join me next week for two other book signings, one in Lakewood, Ohio at Goddess Blessed, and then I will be at Lilydale, New York, Lilydale Assembly Bookstore, Saturday, July 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m. You can find all those on my website, psychicmelinda.webs.com. Now on for tonight's guest. Donna Denome is a conscious energy teacher, international best-selling, award-winning author, shamanic healer, and master success coach. She's the author of Turtle Wisdom, Coming Home to Yourself, the wonderful brand new Turtle Wisdom Playbook, 8 Keys to Wholeness, and Ophelia's Oracle. Donna has appeared all over radio, expos, conferences, and webinars across the world. She's available for private sessions. So please welcome this evening my dear friend, the wonderful Donna Denome. Hello,
ooh,
Donna.
You have
welcome
an enthusiastic crowd tonight.
Yes, we have a full house here. Oh, welcome back to the show, Donna. I think this is like your fifth time on the show. Love having you on here. You always have the best advice for people who are searching for healing or inspiration on moving themselves forward in success. So tonight, you're going to teach us ways that we can claim our own wildest success. And you have a brand new program that's going to be starting this fall. What's the name of the new program that you have for everybody out there today?
The new program this fall is actually based on a program I've been teaching for several years. It's called 8 Essential Keys, and it's from pain to passion and power. And it works with the 8 Keys to Wholeness book, which is being internationally published now. And, you know, as I said, I've worked with groups in person, but this will be the first time that I take that particular information online. So I'm really excited about it, you know, because it's an 8-week program, it's a little difficult to gather people on one evening for 8 weeks in a row and find that those openings in people's schedules. That having been said, I've had full groups of 6 to 8 people in each group. I've kept them really small for individual attention. And even this online group will be a limited group size, so that we'll have, you know, really a comfortable and safe container for doing our work together.
Now, Donna, I experienced your last program that you did this past winter with the Turtle Wisdom Playbook, which was the Turtle Wisdom's companion piece, the little workbook and coloring book that you have available on Amazon. And everybody out there, Donna puts a wonderful program together, and she creates this program where you feel safe and secure sharing your thoughts and your ideas, items that may cause you struggle, and a lot of encouragement. So I highly, highly recommend Donna's programs and her classes, because she does a marvelous job as a teacher. And these, you really, really, really learn a lot of different ways and tools to help you step up to that next level, that next plateau, so that you're not stuck where you are. Donna, why do you still love teaching after all these years and various programs? You have this new program now, the 8 Essential Keys for Claiming Your Wildest Success. So what makes you continue teaching and inspiring others?
Well, that is my passion, certainly, or at least one of my passions. I also like working with people one-on-one, but it's so incredible working in a group, and I've always been inspired by sitting in a group of people who come in as individuals, and then in a very short time, I feel like that's part of the gift that I've been given, is the ability to weave the group together so that it feels like this safe and nurturing container for us to do our expansion and our growth and our healing work in. And, you know, you mentioned the one that you were in, Melinda, and as you probably know, I mean, there are people who sign up for these online courses, and it's optional to share. So sometimes people don't say a peep the whole time, which is why I provide an individual session with any of my programs, so that I can at least do one one-on-one session with each student, and that helps me to go a little bit deeper into their own personal material. And since you mentioned it, I will just say that the 30-day invitation, Coming Home to Yourself, which is the one that you did, will be repeated in November, finishing before the holidays in December. So it'll be a 30-day program again starting in November.
And that was a great one. I had so much fun, and I know most people don't think of doing their own work for building success and releasing blocks as fun, but for myself personally, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the conversations. I enjoyed listening to the other participants in the 30-day program, in your own work that you placed in the slides and the webinar and the music and the meditations. I just loved it.
Well, thank you. And, you know, that 30-day program is such a great place for people to come in with their work with me, in the sense that it's really a feel-good program. And we do get into some of the sticky stuff, but, you know, it really focuses on building self-esteem, confidence, et cetera. And I just really appreciate that you were able to get something out of it, Melinda, because you certainly are not a person who lacks self-esteem or the ability to show up in the world. You're doing that in such a big and bold and beautiful way, in a way that helps so many others. You know, the 8 keys, the one that we're starting here in September, that for me is the deeper work, and As you know, that book, Eight Keys to Wholeness, Tools for Hope-Filled Healing, was the culmination of 30 years of my professional and personal experience and coming from many different traditions, from the psychological realm, the shamanic realm, conscious energy work, just a lot of different things, and even ceremonial facilitation all fed into that project. And so I feel like it's my life's work. It's the culmination of that. And I'm so excited about this online group. We already have people signing up to be a part of that, and you know, it really is the opportunity to help people with the sticky stuff, the stuff that stays there and has nagged them, the wounds that don't seem to go away or they still in some way impact lives. And I'm really thrilled to be moving into this online venue with this program.
And anyone, if you are listening and would like to learn more about Donna's new program that will be starting this fall, you can go to her website, Wild Success for You. And that's the number four, and the U is spelled out, Y-O-U, wildsuccessforyou.com. Donna, you mentioned the sticky stuff that knocks us down and keeps us down and bound by traditions or other people's expectations. What is some of the sticky stuff that trips us up in our day-to-day life when we're trying to achieve success?
Yeah. Well, I find that sometimes people they're going in one direction. They think they're going in one direction, and there are unconscious tapes that are pulling them in another direction. So they think they're showing up and really moving toward their goals, their desires. As you know, we like to focus on what are those desires that people have. And so sometimes they don't even know that. You know, I work with some clients when they come in, if I ask the question, you know, what do you desire in your life, they have no idea. And so sometimes we have to start at the ground with that. But in terms of the sticky stuff, there are a lot of things, lack of self-esteem, having been told you're not good enough or there's something wrong with you. If people come from a background of abuse, it's pretty typical for abusers to sort of program these negative tapes, you know, into the person who is being abused so that they think that no matter what, they're not going to be loved or seen or heard or appreciated. And even for people who haven't been abused in some situation, it could be from a loss, having suffered a loss, either of a person dying or even just somebody going out of your life and taking that to heart and thinking there's something wrong with you. It makes me giggle in a way, because every woman who has ever sat before me and said they just broke up a relationship usually says the same thing. Either they're going to become a nun or a monk, or they're going to, you know, retreat to their home and never stick their head out again. It's just so funny, you know, in a way, ironic. It's ironic that women go to that place. Well, there must be something wrong with me, and I'm just going to, you know, cloister myself. And so I like to look at behavior, and I like to look at the external expression of what's happening in someone's life. What's showing up? What are the challenges? What are the successes? What are the naggy little voices inside that long to be listened to? And we work with all of that to determine how we can go from where they are right now to where they would like to be, even if they can't imagine it. We try to get them to make that leap to what's next, the next step of wild success.
And Donna, you do state very loudly and proudly that it's our birthright to have access to our intuition and guidance and our soul alignment and success. Why do you feel that it's our birthright as humans to claim our success?
Well, and, you know, again, this is like the antidote to where I think many people come from. You know, it's sort of that old saying of the shoe, the other shoe dropping, is there's this tendency sometimes for people to believe if they're experiencing goodness and joy and happiness in their life, that there's something negative lurking out there ready to get them, right? And so I think that it's important to have these positive messages of the idea that it really is our birthright. And I do believe that, absolutely, that we've been brought into this world to enjoy the sweetness of life, the fullness of life, and all it has to offer. You know, that was a quote from Turtle Wisdom so many years ago, 2005, when the original one came out. So, you know, I just believe that. And certainly your newest book is focusing on that same thing, is looking at, you know, your environment and your life and what is appearing negative and how can we shift that to be positive. You know, it's one reason I love you so much, Melinda, is that we're really doing the same work in the world. We really are, in different ways.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from you. It really does. You know, I adore you, and I just think so much of you. Everyone, I really respect Donna. I met her 5 years ago, and we just became fast friends. She's amazing. She is so giving. Go to wildsuccessforyou.com for more information, and you can look up all of her books, like The 8 Keys to Wholeness, on Amazon. Add that to your Prime order today. You can pick up the copy of Turtle Wisdom, the Turtle Wisdom Playbook, and 8 Keys to Wholeness to really delve into ways to shift out of your pain and misery to find and claim your success. Donna, when people come to you and they're hurting and they are in pain and they don't want to do the work, they just want a quick fix, what do you tell them to help motivate them to start pulling up their bootstraps and getting out of the muck that they might have fallen into?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, sometimes I find that when people are in those really hurting places, it's really too much. It's overwhelming to think of jumping in and doing this deeper work. And so sometimes we have to show up in a sort of an emergency psychological or emotional nurturing place. And we have to first make it that safe space and tend to the hurt that is there. You know, if someone comes in with a gaping hole or a wound, we have to first address that. And through working with that, rapport and trust is established. And then we can get in there and start poking around in it. And it happens organically. You know, I just had one client that I worked with for a concentrated time of 3 months, and we worked together weekly for 3 months, which may sound like a lot, and in a sense it was really very short, But I was pleased on the way out because she actually left the country and is doing service work in another country. And she just raved about her happiness level. And, you know, this is an area that I've really been focusing on with clients is the happiness level and how can we up-level that. And what I find is as I work with people and I go into various different perspectives or places of need that they may have, and this is different for each person. We really work, you know, individually. There isn't like a prescribed, this is what it's going to look like with every single person. And so as we do that, as we address these things that are really needing a voice and needing a place to be seen and heard and attended to in a constructive and nurturing and healing way. As we do that, more and more things sometimes show up with their little hands raised, and, you know, people have images that come up. That's one thing I thought maybe we could focus on a little bit tonight, are images as well. And, you know, they may have an image, they may have a thought or a little voice that's asking for attention. You know, it's amazing to me. People will be sitting there and somebody will say, wow, I just remembered something that happened when I was 8, and I haven't thought about this in years. And I'll say, well, tell me about that. And then it'll be the perfect place for us to get an entryway into that, you know, wounded space. So I guess what the point is there, Melinda, is that I think that when people come in to do their work, when I work with people on the phone, I work with people across the U.S. and in Canada, and when I do that work with them, I think that there are parts of themselves that are ready. They've been waiting for someone to listen. And when they see I'm there, they're very happy about that.
And when you work with someone who is ready, even a little teeny tiny part of them that is ready, when they reveal and open their heart and their innermost dreams and desires to you, how do you help them articulate those desires and then see them be armed with tools to create and reach those desires, Donna?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and again, this is different depending on the exact client, but what you're speaking about is very aligned to the 30-day invitation because we really do a lot of work there. And really what I think, too, is that this is the essence of the wilderness trek, which is what we're talking about tonight, you know, is going into the unknown and finding what is not yet expressed. And I am a good listener, and I believe that the unconscious speaks in symbols, in a language which is recognizable. You know, part of my training has been in depth psychology, DEPTH psychology, which is the study of the unconscious. And sometimes people don't even realize what they're saying, but when they say it, it's so clear. It's just so clear that the psyche is screaming to be seen, to be heard, to be attended to. Someone today, just today, described to me an image that she experienced. I presented to a women's group this morning and led them through a process. And she saw this image in the experience and was describing it. And it was so obvious And yet, you know, we can't rush in there and say, this is the meaning for you. But I could help her explore what the meaning might be. And eventually we came around to what, you know, the sense that seemed so obvious to me.
And when she had that moment where she felt that aha moment of strength and desire to speak and reach that decision, what did that client say to you afterwards for that whole process that she had with you?
Well, and I think for this particular person today, who was, you know, sitting in as a part of this group, I think she's pondering what came up. You know, it's sometimes it's that light bulb moment, and sometimes it needs to simmer a bit. And people just need to sit with it, and in some cases try it on. So when we're given an opportunity to stretch, which is what this case was, sometimes it takes a little bit for us to step into that new role. And in fact, that's a shamanic principle, which is first we create the container or the image or the essence of what it is that is, you know, we're evolving into, and then it creates. So first we create the place or the opportunity for this thing to manifest, and then it comes into form. You know, part of my training is as a licensed spiritual coach, and I feel like, you know, one of the most effective pieces that I bring is holding the consciousness or the awareness or the belief or the understanding of what can come next, even before that individual, that client, or that student can see that for themselves. Holding and knowing the greatness that's possible and seeing it as reality. This is different than projecting my truth onto someone else. I join them in what their truth is, but what they have not yet grown to believe is possible.
And that helps that inspiration level within them to hear you say, I believe in you, and this is your birthright, and you can make this happen today.
Right, exactly. And especially, you know, you spoke before about the client or the student who comes in and is in a really hurting place. I can believe in someone even when they don't believe in themselves, because I know the goodness of life, and I know that that expresses through them, regardless of what's going on in their life. If they just got fired from a job, or, you know, their husband left, or their wife isn't speaking to them, or whatever is going on, I still know that goodness that's there, and it's my job to help draw that out in a way that they can see it too. And that's when things start to build on itself. And, you know, many people, I want to say that the vast majority of the people who I work with are not in that super crisis place. I have a small percentage of my practice who are people in crisis, but most of the people who come in are really gifted, wonderful, happily married in some cases, in some cases very successful in business, even, you know, high administrative positions, even CEOs of companies. And yet there is something missing in their life. To me, that's wild success. What is missing, and then stretching to achieve that or bring in that balance. In some cases, It may be for taking time for yourself. You know, it's not always about achievement or going out there and doing something really super big. Sometimes it is. So there's just that balance of bringing in what is lacking and trying to up-level that happiness or joy factor.
That's a beautiful way of stating that. Everybody, you're listening to Donna Denome. You can go to wildsuccessforyou.com for more information. Donna, we're going to take a short break. Everyone, we will be right back after these messages.
Psychic medium Melinda Carver of Positive Perspectives is now not only on audio on Blog Talk Radio, but on DVD in the new series Holistic Highway to Wisdom. Holistic Highway to Wisdom DVD series is pleased to announce three titles by psychic medium Melinda Carver to assist you. Number one, Communicating with the Spirit World. Learn exercises to unblock and open to spirit messages. And number two, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life, followed by Clearing the Negativity from Your Life for Good. These tracks by psychic medium Melinda Carver and Holistic Highway to Wisdom DVD series can be ordered at www.psychicmelinda.webs.com. www.psychicmelinda.webs.com. Holistic Highway to Wisdom DVD series is pleased to announce these three titles. Get yours today. DVD, not only on Blog Talk Radio anymore, psychic medium Melinda Carver is coming online with Holistic Highway to Wisdom. Positive Perspectives Radio. Positive Perspectives with psychic medium Melinda Carver gives you the tools and knowledge to live a better life. Just ask her listeners. Brady Ann writes, Melinda, what an amazing hour, not just for myself, but for all the help, input, compassion, and energy flying all over in there tonight. And Heather writes, thank you, Melinda, for your show and all of your hard work in helping everyone. Psychic medium Melinda Carver wants you to get positive, live positive.
Welcome back, everyone. Check out my new book, Get Positive, Live Positive, available on Amazon for your Prime Day orders. And you can go find that information on Amazon and at psychicmelinda.webs.com. Learn the five ways that you allow negative energy to infiltrate your life, wrecking your love life, your career, your family relationships, and then discover those free or inexpensive tools to clear that negativity away. You can also purchase the book at Barnes & Noble, Books a Million, online at Target, Walmart, Indigo, and Wordery, and go to psychicmelinda.webs.com if you want your own autographed copy. If you want to see me live in person, I will be at Lilydale Assembly, New York, three times this summer. Saturday, July 22nd, I'll be in their bookstore from 2 to 5 signing copies of Get Positive, Live Positive, and I have two classes there in August, August 16th, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. I'm providing Native American Lunar Calendar to the Astrology Club, and I will be teaching The Magic of the Fairies on Wednesday, August 23rd, and a fairy walk at the Fairy Trail at Lilydale Assembly. You can learn more at their website, lilydaleassembly.com. Tonight's guest is Donna Denome, one of my very wonderfully great and inspiring friends that I have in my life. I'm so honored to have her in my life. Please welcome Donna back to the show. Donna, thank you so very much for coming back on this evening. When we were talking about our birthright to have this wild success and this wild happiness, and you were so nice to go over the things that trip people up, the sticky stuff that gets in the way, what is one thing someone can do to claim their happiness? What is one of those eight keys that is going to be part of your fall program that you can give us a little teaser about your new program?
Okay, let me see which one wants to come forth. Hmm. Well, you know, they're all vying for attention here. what I think I want to say about that as a teaser is that this program incorporates things on the mental level, on the emotional level, on the energetic level. And what I mean by an energetic level is it works with the seven major chakras in the body. And some people may know about the chakras already, and then sometimes I have people who've never even encountered them before. And it really doesn't matter, because in each key, in each section, we do a lead-in. I do a lead-in sort of meditation centering to bring us into the energy of that chakra and that key. And the key utilizes that chakra in a particular way to address areas of loss, areas of wounding, areas of not living up fully to the capacity of what that energetic piece of our body, mind, spirit temple can bring forth, is our true capacity for bringing forth. So we begin there, and then there's a teaching component that goes over the chakra and what it means and how it relates to the work that we're doing. And then I go into specific processes, experiential processes that open up discovery and then true and lasting transformation with that particular area on the body-mind temple. And finally, with each key, what we do is have a guided imagery meditation. And as you know, this is an area of expertise for me. I love doing visualizations with people. And so we do a beautiful guided imagery meditation to activate and fully utilize that particular chakra, that particular key. And I keep saying both of those words because the key is not exactly the same thing as the chakras. So I've had some students who are quite proficient in working with the chakras, but this is a whole nother way of using that ancient system for healing, for true transformation and growth. And then the eighth key is actually a triad of chakras that I've never seen taught anywhere else the way that I combine it and the way that I teach it. And it really is, I think, the most powerful of all. But if anybody gets the book, don't read ahead. You want to, it's a building system, and we start in the beginning because that's where you need to start. And it starts with connecting to the earth and really drawing on the support that's there from Pachamama, Mother Gaia, the, you know, the land, the energy of this planet, this beautiful planet. And also within that comes a responsibility for earth guardianship, which is how we give back to the earth, to the natural world, and how we can take steps to protect her for generations to come.
And if you would like to learn more about Donna's program that's coming up this fall, you can go to wildsuccess4you.com. You can also go to Amazon and celebrate Prime Day by purchasing Turtle Wisdom, Coming Home to Yourself, and the Turtle Wisdom Playbook. And if you want to have the book to go with the fall program, Eight Keys to Wholeness, Tools for a Hope-Filled Healing. And that's all available on Donna's author page on Amazon, and it's very easily accessible. You can pick those up today. They're all Prime available on those orders for Prime Day. Shop those deals now. Donna, when you share with people the way to connect to their inner energy and connect that to Mother Earth's energy, what do they say about the feelings or energies or colors that they start seeing as part of this program? Because you do give them a lot of guided symbols and photos to look at during the presentations that you do. How does it all connect with that Mother Earth energy and their own inner energy?
Well, and in this particular program, the 8 Essential Keys, I also provide mudras, which are hand positions. We also work with the stones or the crystals that are best for that particular key. And so there's a lot of other kind of aspects that come in as well. I find that this first key and the ability to ground into the earth is actually lacking from many people. And in fact, it's interesting to me because sometimes even very successful people in the outer world sort of wake up and float around all day without being fully connected to the earth. And with a very simple shift of awareness, once we ground in, our ability to bring forth who we are and to accomplish more and to also feel better, you know, even to heal, we can actually physically heal from imbalances in our body when we have a strengthened earth connection. And anyone who's, you know, sat on a boulder in the mid-hike, of course, I live in Colorado and we hike a lot in the mountains, but if you've sat on a boulder or next to a beautiful tree, I'm going to go visit the redwoods this summer and I'm so excited because I've never been there. And, you know, there's just such a strong energy. And if we're just aware of it, it not only opens us up on the outside, but as you mentioned, you know, you'll feel things on the inner stir. You may get images or colors, shapes, even a message. These things that we don't think have voices really do. In fact, I just heard this week from a dear friend who we co-authored the girls' book together, Ophelia's Oracle. It's a confidence-building book for girls, and her name is Tina Proctor. Tina just shared with me this week that she's reading a wonderful book on trees, and I'm sorry, but I can't remember the name of it. If anyone's interested in that, they can contact me, and I'll find out the name of that and let them know. But anyway, in this book, it described that scientifically, they have proven that trees actually talk to each other and that they will release into the soil certain chemicals, might not be the right nutrients that will be received in a particular way if there's a tree within their close distance that's struggling. They basically rally around to try to save that tree.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? That's... And she also talked about how in this book it said that in a particular area, and that's not coming to me in this moment, but in a particular area, trees were being logged, and they found that when the trees were falling, again, they somehow communicated with the trees downwind, and then those trees emitted a toxic release, which smelled really bad or tasted bad or whatever, and then it would cause them to avoid those trees. Isn't that amazing?
That is. It's sort of like I believe in fairies and wood sprites, and to me that's the wood sprites living in those trees, communicating with each other because they've been together for so long, maybe decades or centuries. And it's nice to see science catching up with my beliefs about the word wood sprites teaching to each other. I love walking in my backyard.
Well, in that last example, I'm sorry.
I love walking in my backyard, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Donna. The tree.
Yeah, I loved walking in your backyard. I love walking in my backyard. It's just very grounding to me when there's a lot of craziness. I need to be outside. I need to walk among trees or flowers and just feel that energy, and then it calms me down. It gets rid of the nervousness, anxiety, or anger just to be outside. And you have beautiful gardens in your backyard.
Oh,
I love your yard.
Thank you, my meditation gardens. You know, I'm looking out the window here, and the tree outside my window is just bending and dancing in the wind. The wind has come up, and it's very strong, which, of course, reminds me of working with that element, which is just so powerful in terms of clearing energy and negativity. And so, you know, we definitely, in this program, it's such a rich time during these 8 weeks. And, of course, everything is recorded. So we're meeting on Thursday evenings, but if anyone isn't available to meet then and is drawn to this program, then I would absolutely encourage them. They can always listen to the recording later. And, you know, on my website, there's actually a specific link that says 8 Essential Keys online program. So it's an easy way to go to that information. And actually, Melinda, I would offer anyone who's listening to your program, I would offer them a further discount. Whenever I run a program, there's a price that is the regular price, and then I usually offer an early sign-up price if people sign up ahead, so that we have our commitments. You know, we know who's going to be in the group. Of course, that always affects who shows up, affects the totality of what happens there. But I would give any of your listeners an additional $100 off.
Wow.
If they wanted to sign up ahead for that program, I can offer that to them. What is today? This is July. I could offer that to them if they sign up any time in the next 2 weeks.
Wow. So if you are interested in setting up your 8 weeks of success program, claiming your success and happiness with Donna on her 8 Essential Keys program this fall, you go to wildsuccessforyou.com and email her. You can purchase that program for an additional $100 off the discount program. Thank you so much for that discount for the listeners of Positive Perspectives. You always do so great for our listeners here, and I appreciate how much you always take care of the listeners. That's a wonderful opportunity. 2 weeks, everyone. WildSuccessForYou.com. Donna, do you want to tell them how to email you if they need to contact you for any questions or if they can't find the discount?
Yes. So they can contact me at Donna@DonnaDenome, and that's spelled DENOMME.com. Donna@DonnaDenome.com. Or they can also use wildsuccesscoach@gmail.com. And there's contact information on my website as well.
I just want to make sure everyone has the ability to reach you if they listen to this program tonight live or later on demand if they want to participate in this program. Again, I said this at the beginning of the show. I love Donna's programs. I did the 30-day challenge this past winter. I loved it. And it is a great group of people that Donna brings together. There's a lot of sharing. And if you do not want to share, that's okay. And you can listen to the free replays if you're not able to catch the whole beginning. Sometimes life gets in the way. So go to wildsuccessforyou.com and allow Master Success Coach Donna DeNome to help you and help change your life so you can claim your success and happiness. Donna, when people go through this program and your other similar programs, what are some of the results that you're seeing or hearing about from those clients who have participated in your previous programs?
And again, we have such a range. In some cases, people have felt that they were able to let go of family wounds that they carried, resentment, bitterness, stuck places with particular members of their family. And they were able to shift that in a way that opened up the space for a new kind of relationship. I've also seen specifically with this 8 Keys to Wholeness, women especially who have claimed their true voice have been able to express what they wanted either in a work situation or in a marriage, in a relationship, in a partnership. Women who up to that point felt unsure of speaking their truth because they felt like they didn't really have the power to do that. So claiming the power to speak their truth. I also find that people come into alignment sometimes with what they really want to do in the world, what their work, their true right livelihood is. In many cases, it's just up-leveling the happiness level. We really do a pulse coming in to the program and in the exit of the program, and in almost every case, it has been an up-leveling of how good life feels and savoring the richness of life. And sometimes without actually changing the outer expression of what's going on, but just really feeling better about it. We again, really see big differences depending on who it is. Mostly women have taken this course. In fact, I'm trying to think now. I think I had one guy who went through it up to now. So we'll have to see what happens online, who shows up online.
It's a wonderful opportunity.
You know the one thing?
Yeah.
You know the one thing I'm not acknowledging is that this really does open people up to their own psychic ability, intuitive ability, to draw in, not so much to be a professional psychic like you are, Melinda. That's not the intention whatsoever. But it is to draw in your own messages from your own guides and to know really who's there supporting you, because we all have a beautiful council of light beings who are there to take care of us, to support us. And again, the 8th key focuses on our divine inheritance, which are our gifts, our divine passion, and our divine mission. And sometimes that's the biggest gift out of this work, is that people discover what it is they really came here to do.
And what they're going to provide to their family or community or the world at large, depending on what their life purpose is. It's a wonderful program, everyone. Donna DeNome is available for private sessions also, and you can learn more about that at wildsuccessforyou.com. Donna, we're almost out of time. This always goes so fast when you and I are talking on the show, and I can't believe always how fast it always goes. Any last words you'd like to share to give a little bit of inspiration to those listening before we sign off tonight?
Absolutely. And, you know, if anyone is interested in a private session, that's another special that I would offer them as a discounted rate for an initial visit with me. But, again, they need to contact me within the next 2 weeks in order to take advantage of that. We can schedule ahead, but, you know, they need to do that initial contact. And really what I want to say is there is so much more to you than even you know. If you are struggling in your life, please know that there is help and there is hope and there is a way in and through that challenge and to the other side. And if life is really good right now, just really know you're on that upward spiral, and again, there's so much more to you. Draw it forward, bring forth your wildest success, and embrace your sweetest happiness.
Well, thank you, Donna, so much for your words of inspiration and encouragement to the listeners and for your specials that you're offering Positive Perspectives listeners. Thank you so much for coming on this evening, and I wish you great success and wild success for your own fall program.
Thank you so much, Melinda, and many blessings on your very wonderful and just sensational book. I know it's out there and it's reaching many hearts and finding its way into many homes. Everyone should have at least one copy for themselves and one to give.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Don. I appreciate that so much. Well, many blessings to you, my dear friend. I look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you for coming on this evening.
Thank you, Melinda. Take care. Bye for now.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye. And that was Donna DeNome. You can go to Wild Success for You. We'll be back next Tuesday with psychic medium, author, and radio show host Ariel Grace, her new book, Angels, A Psychic Story. And if you want more information about sessions with myself or any of my book signings, go to psychicmelinda.webs.com. We're going to close the show with Brian Henke's song, We Are One. You can learn more about him at BrianHenkeGuitarist.com or through my links at PsychicMelinda.webs.com. Good night, everybody.
Find its way to you.